How do we choose our mantra? How do we get on the elevator? Yeah. There are many different mantras which serve different specific purposes. Just like if you go to a medicine shop, there are different medicines which serve which can cure different diseases. Now, in today's world, there are no panaceas, no one medicine that can cure all diseases. But in the spiritual realm, there does exist. Among the world of mantras, there are many mantras which serve specific purposes, but there are mantras which also serve a universal purpose. So I talked about, in this class, I focus on consciousness or our individual consciousness. Our individual consciousness is a part of the infinite consciousness. And when the individual consciousness is linked with the infinite consciousness, that leads to the highest fulfillment. So the mantra that invokes the infinite consciousness, the sound vibration that connects us with that infinite consciousness, that particular sound vibration, that particular mantra is considered the most powerful mantra. So there are many mantras. Those mantras which directly call out the infinite consciousness, they are the most powerful and they are most recommended in the yoga texts for this particular age. So we chant the mantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this, these are two, three primary words in it. There's Krishna, Ram and Hare. So Krishna refers to the absolute truth as the all-attractive one. Ram refers to the absolute truth as the reservoir of all pleasure. And Hare refers to the feminine aspect of the absolute truth. This way there's a complete manifestation of the absolute truth. And that is invoked. So for this particular time in the cosmic cycle, this particular mantra is the most recommended. So just like with medicines, we don't go whenever we are having some, we want to improve our health. It is not that we go around reading all the medical textbooks. We just go to some person who is competent, who knows. And if they prescribe a medicine, we take the medicine. And we try it out. That medicine heals, well and good. If it doesn't, then we try out some other medicine. So like that, this mantra is what is recommended by the authoritative yoga texts. So we can try it out. And if it benefits, then we can always continue it. Okay? Any other questions? Yes. Please.